Today, as we celebrate this feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, of course, we recall that this has its origin with the fact that the Catholic military forces were up against the Muslim military forces, and it was pretty hopeless. And at the Battle of Lepanto, which would have been the turning point entirely, the Pope asked that people would pray the Rosary for a miraculous intercession of Our Lady. That's exactly what happened. And what we see in that is that if we are willing to turn to heaven, to turn and ask our Blessed Lady to intercede, to reflect upon the great mysteries of God, who, as we heard from the angel's mouth, said, "Nothing is impossible for God." Nothing. We get ourselves all mixed up with that point because we just keep thinking, oh, this is not possible. Why not? Nothing is impossible for God. And so are we willing to turn to Our Lady? Are we willing to pray? Are we willing to trust in the power of God? Along with this reading, the Church gives to us this first reading from Wisdom, and we're told that if someone is going to come to her, that they would be happy, that they would find instruction, that they would be wise. But it means, as she said, daily watching at my gates, reflecting on the mysteries of the Holy Rosary, looking at what it is that God has done in the world, but not only what he has done in the world, but therefore what he has done in our individual lives. Because all of us can recognize the power of God at work. The problem is, the saints tell us that God would be able to do extraordinary things in our lives if we would have the faith to allow him to do it. But most of us don't, because we doubt and we question and we think it's impossible and we don't see how this could happen. Why not? There was an apparition of Our Lady. I don't remember what the name of the place was called. It's a little suburb outside of Rome, Civitas something or another, or something Civitas. And anyway, the bishop was absolutely opposed to it. It was one of these that just happened like 20, 30 years ago. And the statue of Our Lady was crying, and she spoke to this little girl. The bishop decided he's just going to go and take the statue, and he threw it in a closet. He said, "This is just stupid. I don't want anything to do with it." And his sister showed up about a year later and said, "What was this I heard?" He goes, "Oh, that statue's in the closet." His sister opened up the closet, and the statue started to cry. And she called her brother, the bishop, over and said, "Take a look at what's going on in your closet." All of a sudden, this was real. And in this particular apparition, Our Lady said to this little girl, "The weapons that you have are infinitely stronger than the most powerful weapons that the military has." So you think of the power of those atomic bombs that we've got. And the Rosary is way more powerful. And again, you might think, how can that be? Depends on how much love you have. By itself, the Rosary is just a material thing. But it becomes a spiritual reality when you pray it. And it becomes exceedingly powerful when you pray it the greatest faith and hope and charity. And that's what it is that she's asking. A very simple prayer, and yet a very, very profound one. And are we willing to humble ourselves to do that? Sometimes the way that we pray the Rosary can't even be called prayer. I mean, there are people who are able to crank out a Rosary in probably less than about 5 minutes. And if you tried to listen to what they were saying, you wouldn't be able to make it out. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. I mean, best person at an auction would think that that was pretty cool, what these people are able to do, how they can make their mouths move so fast. It's like, how much prayer is actually happening? Or are we just simply trying to check off the box and say, I did the rosary? How much grace did we get from that? It's one of those things that I think about sometimes. You look at some of the indulgences that are given with certain prayers, and people would say, oh, well, if I do this prayer and I can get this indulgence, and then we do the prayer in about 3.5 seconds, it's like I probably just added to purgatory rather than getting an indulgence to take anything off. So what are we doing with the rosary? When the saints call it their weapon, are we using it that way? Not as a weapon of destruction, as a weapon of peace, as a weapon of charity, as a weapon that changes hearts. That's what we have to be thinking about. It's a prayer that can be done constantly through the day. In the East, they do the Jesus Prayer. But we have the rosary. And you can pray that while you're doing all kinds of other things. Yeah, you can have your formal time to pray it, but then informally you can be praying that all through the day. Just constantly turning to our Blessed Lady. When Jesus told us to pray always, that's what he meant. Pray always, in whatever manner we're going to do. So you can carry on the conversation with our Lord. You can carry on conversation with our Blessed Lady all through the day. And we have a means for doing it right there with the Holy Rosary. And we have something that is so powerful if we would only tap into the power. We're just barely scratching the surface of what is capable. If Our Lady told us that prayer can change everything, prayer can change world events, then why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we seeing it? Things just keep getting worse and worse and worse, and it seems like our prayers aren't being answered, and why not? Part of it is because there aren't enough people that are praying. Part of it is that there's not enough love behind those prayers. St. John of the Cross tells us that we're going to be able to receive from God only to the degree that we really have hope in God. Do we really trust him when we're praying? Do we really have faith as we're praying? Do we really have the charity as we are praying? Or are we just simply doing it, just going through the motions, just trying to get it done? Just trying to check the box. That's not what our Lord is looking for from us. Any more than if we look at our Lord on the crucifix, he finally died and was buried and could say, oh, check, did it, done. Like, I don't think so. That wasn't his attitude on the cross. It certainly wasn't his mother's attitude at the foot of the cross. It shouldn't be ours either. So we have the most powerful weapon in the world, more powerful than 20 or 40 or 60 or whatever megaton atomic bombs. Use it, but use it with faith. Think about that. I've often told the story of this man who, out on his farm, could see a tornado coming across the fields. And he grabbed his wife and his children and he told them to get down in the basement and then said, I have work to do. And he took his rosary and he started walking right toward the funnel cloud. And that funnel cloud, instead of continuing straight, which was going to take their house down, suddenly made a turn, went around the house, turned back, and continued on its straight path. That's a man who had faith. That's a man who is praying out of love. And we see the power of that prayer. Remember telling that story to a priest. And he just looked at me and said, I'd choose the tornado. It's like, that's the problem. We have no faith. If we're going to look at it and say, nope, the tornado is way more powerful than the rosary, then it's because we don't believe. So ask yourself, would I have the kind of faith and hope and charity to pick up my rosary and walk right toward a funnel cloud that's going to come and wipe out my house and my family? Or would I be cowering in fear? You think of somebody like Padre Pio, who somehow or another was able to appear up in the sky, basically let the pilots coming to bomb wherever they were going to bomb, that they better turn around and go back. And they did. When they came back, they said, well, there was this monk that was up in the sky, and, you know, what were we supposed to do? God can do all things. Nothing is impossible for God. But he is not going to force us against our will. So if we don't believe, basically, we make it impotent. Nothing's going to happen because we have no faith. Nothing is going to change because we lack hope. Nothing is going to be fulfilled because we lack charity. That's where we want to look at ourselves. Come to our Blessed Lady. Sit at her doorstep. Learn from her. In other words, pay attention to the mysteries of the rosary. There is our faith, there is our hope, there is our charity. There are the examples of it all. And we can learn, and we can put that into effect. And when we can do that, then we understand why she told that little girl that the weapon we have, the Holy Rosary, as well as, of course, the Most Holy Eucharist, is infinitely more powerful than all the weapons that the militaries of the world can contain.